Hello and welcome to Talk Chinese, where we teach you Chinese with ease. My name is Xiaolan. I'm going to teach you a useful phrase of Chinese every day. In this episode, we are going to talk about to launch in Chinese. We have Sean Liao. He is the director of International at Kickstarter. He's also the founder of Neo Cha. Hi, Sean. 你好。
你好, thanks for having me.
Yep, at Kickstarter, you have new projects every day.
That's right.
Around the world.
Yeah, we have, we're open to 21 countries around the world, and we have somewhere around 4,000 to 5,000 projects live at any one time.
Right, and you have over 350,000 projects in the past few years.
Yeah, that's right. We just passed around $3 billion pledged to projects. And we have about 13 million backers as well.
Right. Wow. Okay. So it's important that we learn how to say to launch because you have many of them every day or every hour.
That's correct. And today is a very special day that we can talk about.
Sure. Okay. The way to say to launch in Chinese, we say 发表.
发表.
发表. And 发 is to shout out, to shoot, to spread. And the meaning of the character originally was actually the archery.
Oh, interesting.
You know, when you shoot with an arrow, with a bow, and that's to eject the arrow. So that's the original meaning.
That makes total sense.
Yeah. And nowadays, of course, we don't do archery on a day-to-day basis. And that means to send out, to show, or to issue something.
Mm-hmm.
发. 发. 发 is the word in Hong Kong and many parts of China, because that also means someone gets rich.
Yep, exactly.
Yeah, 发了.
I believe that the reason that the number 8 is very lucky in Chinese is because it sounds like fa, ba, fa.
That's right. Especially if you pronounce that in Cantonese, that sounds just the same as fa. So Chinese people love this word, and you can see a lot of people in their names, they have this character, fa.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that means they are getting rich and prosperous. Okay, that's the first word, fa. And then the second word, biao.
Biao.
Biao is the third tone, so you can see I was making an effort to go down and up. So biao.
Biao.
Biao, originally the shape of the character looks like some cloth.
Mm-hmm.
Because in ancient China, they had a long gown, and the gown is like a bit flowy, and the shape of the character was the outer cloth that the cloth people wore for official occasions. So that means appearance.
Gotcha.
And nowadays, biao, it means to express, to manifest. So, 发表.
Yeah, 发表.
Yeah, it's a long story for launch.
I did not know that. I've used those words hundreds of times. I never knew the origin of them.
Yeah. You go prosperous by being able to express yourself. Therefore, you launch.
Yeah, that's a great story.
Yeah. So, at Kickstarter, lots of people went prosperous, I guess, through launching successful projects on your platform. They 发表their 项目, and in this case 项目, it means item, and that means projects. So 发表新项目, that means to launch new projects on Kickstarter platform.
Gotcha. 发表新项目.
Yep. This summer you have an exciting project.
We do, yeah. Starting from today and through the end of July, we're launching, or many of our creators are launching 发表, new projects. And what they're doing is, these are creators who have launched projects in the past, and they are coming back to the platform to release a new project or launch a new project.
Yeah, I heard that there was an awesome Chinese teaching company. They also launched the projects, 发表新项目.
There is. There is one of our absolute favorite projects of all time, is launching a new project called Chinesey Tiles.
Oh, I heard about that.
Yeah. And it just went live, and we're really excited to see how it does. And I'll let you tell the listeners a little bit more about it.
Right. Okay. Thank you. Wow. That's a campaign. We are so honored to be invited by Kickstarter, called Kickstarter Gold. Jin in Chinese. Jin 项目. Okay, Gold Campaign. We were selected amongst 350,000 past projects alongside with another 64 super duper awesome projects. And then we will run a month campaign on Kickstarter. And Chinese Tiles is our newly launched board game. It's a learning tool to allow people to learn Chinese very quickly with fun and a lot of interaction with either parenting time or in a classroom or with your friends. So we are very excited about the project and so honored to be on your platform again.
Yes, it's true. We have just over 60 projects and we were very careful in who we picked, finding the best projects that have not only had the most innovative ideas, but also have had a really strong community of people who've been really happy with the product or the however the project came to life. And yeah, we think that repeat creators like Chinese are really important to Kickstarter. Actually, 1/3 of all of the funding on Kickstarter goes to repeat creators. So we've had over $1 billion go to repeat creators. So we want to celebrate those people.
That's amazing. So not only for me, I know I've been, I have some agenda here, but I would love you. I think our audience would love to hear from you about the tips, how to run a successful campaign, how to 发表 a new successful 项目.
Yeah, happy to talk about how to 发表 a good project. It's a lot more work than I think people realize. So I think really doing a lot to prepare yourself is important. I think the most important thing is to build a community before you launch, before you 发表 your project. So that means, you know, getting in touch with people who might be interested with your idea, building a social media presence, really getting people ready for the day that you do launch, the day that you 发表 your 项目. Mm-hmm. And that's really going to help you get the momentum over a, you know, 20 or 30 day period to follow through. Of course, there's, you know, the storytelling part. There's having really attractive rewards. There's keeping people updated throughout the campaign. So there's a lot of things to keep in mind, but I think building a community and then really embracing them, getting feedback from them, and engaging them is really important.
Mm-hmm, sure. For us, we are very lucky that we have quite a vibrant community already after 4 years of working in this area. What is the advice for the true startup when there's a lot of catch-22 that you need a community, you need a product, and at the same time, you actually need both?
Yeah, it's a good question. You know, you have to have a lot of passion there to just do small things, whether they're, you know, it can be very grassroots, going to schools, going to exhibitions, going to meetup groups, talking to your friends, just really evangelizing everywhere you can. Mm-hmm. To start building that community. There's no silver bullet that's going to get you, you know, 1,000 or 10,000 people that are part of your community. So it just really takes hard work. And then obviously having a prototype or something to show people to get them excited and then have them help spread the word is really important.
Right. Great. So let's try to make a sentence now to wrap up. We can try to say, I am launching a new project at Kickstarter today. That sounds complicated, but it's not that complicated in Chinese.
Yeah.
我今天在 Kickstarter 发表新项目. All right. Let's decipher that.
Let's do it.
我今天 I today. 我今天在 at Kickstarter.
Kickstarter.
Yeah, you have to teach me English in this case. 发表新项目
新项目.
Yeah, so now we deciphered that. So actually it's quite easy. 发表新项目, launch new projects. We already know that. And 我 is I, 今天 is today. Mm-hmm. And 在 is at. So I today at Kickstarter launch new project. That's the way Chinese sentences are structured. 我今天在 Kickstarter.
在 Kickstarter.
发表新项目.
发表新项目.
Yep, I'm launching a new project at Kickstarter. 我今天在 Kickstarter 发表新项目.
我今天在 Kickstarter 发表新项目.
It's like a tongue twister, huh?
It is.
Okay, thank you so much, Sean, for sharing with us. And the tips are very true. Not only running a campaign, I think doing anything to become successful, like your startup, 新茶, is a lot of passion and commitment.
Yep, absolutely.
I hope everybody enjoyed this episode. Please don't forget to rate us, review us, and share what you have learned. Until next time, 再见。再见, Sean.
再见。